those who have close minded struggle. This is a normal reaction which we all feel. This is the heart chakra. In our tradition, it is said, you feel happy, you feel misery when you see another in misery, and you feel happy when you feel another is happy. This means we are all connected with each other, but more about this. Not to bore us here, I want to end with one side observation, something which may be totally new for you. Someone might say, but what about Charles Darwin with his evolutionary theory? He said that we are constantly fighting, and though those who are best in it survive. It's called survival of the fittest. But my dear people, do you know that in his book which he wrote after his journey around the world, where he observed the species, that in his book, I think it's The Descent of Man, the word or the sentence survival of the fittest appears 2 times. The word love appears 95 times. He said, in my journey I discovered that the human being is not an aggressive animal. He doesn't have massive teeth like a shark who's meant to eat. He doesn't move with the strength and the speed of a tiger, but is very slow. And he doesn't have the power of a gorilla. What he has is the strongest human emotion, that is sympathy. We are, in other words, not aggressive machines. We are full of sympathy, full of compassion, empathy. And to become more human, or to become more evolved in our life, to progress, means we become in contact with this power, the power of compassion. Which brings us to a very important thing which we need for our meditation. It is the understanding that essentially we are all connected. This idea of strangers, friends and enemies is just not a very evolved idea. To not be able to talk to someone, to be always in one's own mind, it shows that we are not fully developed, and we have to widen our shrunken heart by the power of compassion. In my team, there is one person who is very good in internet surfing, and I told him I want to give a presentation in Slovenia, about the power of compassion, because I feel if the people who come and hear me can learn something about this power, they have the tool in their heart to change their life. And then this person gave me a little video which I would like to show to you. It's called The DNA Journey. And with this we have enough science. It's a very simple video, 4 minutes, and it's easy to understand. Please let us look at this journey, this interesting journey.
Well, I'm proud to be English. My family have served and defended this country and been to war for this country.
I'm really patriotic, but I'm English.
Well, I am 100% Icelandic, yeah, definitely.
This is a Kurdish wedding with my mom in the traditional Kurdish clothes.
We're just trying our back, so that's it.
Yeah, I think we are probably the best country in the world, if I'm honest.
Think about other countries and other nationalities in the world. Are there any that you don't feel you get on with well, you won't like particularly?
Germany. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Germans.
You might think they're a little bit...
Particularly India and Pakistan, probably, because of all, the conflict.
Because I have this side of me that's like, that hates Turkish people. Not people, but the government.
But French?
No.
We're just the best, it's just fact.
I'm more important than you. I don't know you, but in my opinion, I am strong and I am more important than a lot of people.
How would you feel about taking a journey based on your DNA?
I feel very intrigued.
What could you possibly tell me about that?
So do you know how DNA works? So you get half from mum and half from dad. So 50% from each of them, and they get 50% from their parents. And back, and back, and back. And all those little bits of your ancestor, they filter down to make you, you. And you just spit in this tube for me. And you spit up to the little black line.
That's a lot of spit.
The story of you is in that tube. What's it going to tell me?
It's going to be, you're French, and wait, your grandparents are French, and wait.
I'm sort of like,
I'm Cuban.
You can tell me that in English. No, I've told you.
Jay, come down and join us.
I'm a little bit nervous, I have to say.
So you ready to find out your results?
Will you read it out to us, please?
Look at me. Oh my god. Oh, wow. Shit. I didn't expect that.
All of them.
Whoa. No. No.
Caucasus? Which was Turkish?
Yeah.
Eastern Europe, Spain, Portugal, and Louis.
I'm 32% British.
What?
Great Britain, 90%. Can we 5% German?
I'm Irish.
Yeah.
So I'm a Muslim Jew.
Great Britain, 11%.
You saw these results come on.
Eastern Europe.
Iceland has definitely moved closer to Europe.
I'm going to go a bit far right now, but this should be compulsory. There would be no such thing as like extremism in the world if people knew their heritage like that. Like, who would be stupid enough to think of such thing as like a pure race?
In a way, we're all kind of cousins. In a broad sense. In a much more direct sense. You have a cousin in this room. Turn around and guess who it is. What?
What's that?
Why don't you come down here and meet your cousin?
I did no idea. This is like, my heart's pounding right now. It's so fast. Amen. Jay, for me, where my reason is.
I'm a real man of the world.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you.
So would you like to travel to all of these places?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We are more connected than we think. This is a connection in the biological sense, by our DNAs, which go back our line of ancestors. But we are also, in another sense, connected by field. For instance, you may feel now in the hall that, yes, we are sitting together in all of this, and we are connected with each other. Finally, we are very much connected in a spiritual sense. And compassion acknowledges this. Materialism acknowledges the separation, the difference, that he's different than me, he's from Germany. compassion is the widening of the perspective where we understand there's really not much difference between you and me. In the Bhagavad Gita, that is one of the spiritual books of my own tradition, there's a beautiful saying. It says, he is a perfect yogi who by comparison to his own self sees the true equality of all beings in both their happiness and their distress. I spoke to you in the beginning about my own journey in compassion, which started when I was 6 years or 7 years old, when I met this boy from the big fishers' village where I stole all the sweets. And which the journey came to me becoming a monk, and I have tried to do some compassionate acts like this charity. In India, I worked together with a remarkable man. His name is Chaitanya Baba. He is an accomplished yogi. He stayed for 20 years in a cave and meditated and chanted mantras on his own. But then one day, he felt a calling. You're meditating for yourself, for your own upliftment, your own benefit. What do you do for others, you selfish yogi? And this was enough. Chaitanya left his cave. I mean, he still goes every day, he's in that cave, but he quickly learned homeopathy, which is very... he had a talent for this because he really wanted to help others. And now he's known as the bicycle saint because he goes with this little homeopathic thing, this little bag, and cures and helps all the other people in this area. Chaitanya Baba, this picture I want to show you, you can see his face. He's a true yogi. I think you can see it. Our first picture, you see him taking the pulse of someone. Here he is with all his homeopathic medicines. He's part of our Raj Care. And the last picture shows him with two other people working there. I think Chaitanya Baba, and you look how happy he is, gives us a very nice lesson. A lesson which Rumi, the Sufi person, has said. Rumi wrote, he who spoke to the rose, open yourself, has also spoken to me in my chest. Open your heart with
with compassion. You might say, I'm good, but how do I enter this space when I'm busy with all the million urgent things? And I would like to show you a little method. There are many methods. By doing a little compassion meditation with you. We need a little preparation, all of us. I request you to sit straight. If you need the back of your chair, that's all right. But if you can sit freely, that is even better. Please bring your hands on your knees and let them rest either with palms open, or this is more comfortable than before that. Please relax a little bit your shoulders. You might bring them up to the ears, roll them a little. The idea is we want to open our chest. We want to create an opening. And when you are ready, please look at an imaginary point, maybe a meter in front of you, and then relax your gaze to look in front of you and relax your gaze. Take 5 deep audible, hearable breaths. Please breathe in through your nose and out through the mouth. You really want to hear this. It's very important that you.
Inside.
back from deep down your belly, goes into the lungs, and from there to the nostrils. But then it leaves your body again. Inhale. Please be mindful how you're different from the air that surrounds you. Just like me, the people of this world are seeking happiness. Just like me, the people of the world are trying to avoid suffering. Just like me, people have known sadness, loneliness, and despair. Just like me, other people are trying to fulfill their needs. And just like me, others are growing and learning about life. Remain in this space and send your own personal prayers or good wishes to the people of this world.
Ha preso, ma è stato. E tu sai, non ti Вот на фазе не совсем такая, как это будет.
Thank you so much. Thank you really much. I hope you experienced a little bit. We will now open our hearts even further by chanting one very ancient Sanskrit hymn. It's really beautiful. It means in English, from mortality take me to eternality. From darkness lead me to light. From death lead me to the nectar, the Amrita. Now, the way to chant it, I have here a group of my expert musician friends. As we do it in call and response, I will sing it the whole three lines one time alone, and then we will all sing together. And you don't know when it's your turn, look at them, they mostly know. And after this, we will chant a very dear chant from my tradition, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is a mantra which is about the highest love. It is a very empowering song. Very deep, very deep, very deep. So yes. please everybody in one voice. Simple steps which you can take home. First is start your day with a positive energy, with gratitude. I'm grateful that I have another day. Then try second step to see all living beings as equals. Finish this wrong conception that we are so different and we have nothing to do with each other. Vasudeva Kudumbakam, it says in Sanskrit. We are one family under one umbrella. And then do something to uplift the life of others, either kindness, or try, that is, as far as I'm concerned, the highest benefit you can do, try to lift them to the spiritual level. Then we'll be good. So, how do we start our day? Yes, with gratitude. Then, what do we think about others? Equality, you know everything, wonderful. And then, led from this feeling, or what is the third step? Yes, buddhi practicai. Do something practical, whatever. Your life will change and the planet will change. It's very, very powerful. Very powerful. It's not something small, it's something very great. Alright. Then I want to ask our host.
Rada bi se zahvalila našemu predavatelju in glasbenikom za ta čudoviti dogodek. Thank you very much for a wonderful presentation.
But I have to say the main applause really goes to many people, but they are all headed up by this gentle soul here. I only know her as a great soul, and her husband, who is somewhere here managing million of things at the same time, and of course her glorious team. I really don't know all the names, but you know them, you know who you are. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's really raise our hands to applaud to this wonderful people.
Thank you.